Grace and peace be yours in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning's sermon is going to be on John chapter 10, that wonderful passage where Jesus says that he's the good shepherd. We're going to work our way toward that. But as we do, I want to talk about something that I hope you've noticed about Scripture, and that is that if you read your New Testament, you get a multifaceted image of Jesus. When I say multifaceted, I want to be very clear what I don't mean. I do not mean the people who say the Bible is full of contradictions. I do not mean the people who say the Bible was written by a bunch of obscure sources and they differ with one another and the Bible's a jumbled mess. I don't mean that's called historical critical scholarship. I don't mean anything of that sort. But what I do mean is that the Bible presents Jesus talking to different people, addressing different situations, teaching different sorts of things, and reacting to events around him in such a way that you wind up with many different pictures, which is just part of the complicated reality of who Jesus is for us. Now, in addition to the fact that the Bible has a multifaceted aspect to Jesus, one of the things you'll notice is that some of those become more natural for you, right? There's going to be some passages in the Bible, and you'll read this and say, well, I really have an affinity for this text. And there's going to be some other texts you look at and you say, this text is very hard for me, and I don't quite understand it, right? I wrestle through it. I want to look at several. By the way, I'm only going to list several. There's many facets of Jesus' ministry and personality with his people. I want to give you a couple. The first one I'm going to mention this morning, believe it or not, in the Bible, there is an argumentative Jesus. Some of you are thinking, amen to that, right? Our congregation has people that love argumentation, right? We love to get into a difficult conversation. They're going to read those passages and say, look, Jesus himself can be argumentative. And guess what? That's true. If you're not sure that that's true, your assignment for this afternoon is to read all of John chapter 8. John chapter 8, Jesus is arguing with, guess who? Always the Pharisees, who are legalistic and judgmental and don't understand the nature of God. So John 8, the entire chapter, they say something, he says something, they say something, he's right. And he's very argumentative. Like I say, some of you have a natural affinity and say, I like that Jesus. Now, I want to mention another one. There is an exegetical Jesus. I know, fancy term. Exegetical Jesus means to deal, exegetics is to look at a text, to study the details and particulars of that text, and to pull the meaning out of it. Ex is out of, ago to lead. So to lead the meaning out of a text. I'm going to give you a quick example. Jesus, talking to the people around him, says, whose son is the Messiah? Remember that question? He said, whose son is the Messiah? And they say what? David. The Messiah is David's son. And he says, you're right. But why did David write Psalm 110? And this is the exegetic. Psalm 110, verse 1, David writing, my Lord said to my Lord. Jesus said, let's think about those words. David is the king. When David says, my Lord, he means God. And he says, you guys just told me that the Messiah is David's son. But David said, the Lord said to, not my son, but my Lord. And Jesus is making it subtle, but it's the point. He's saying that the king's son is the next king, but the king's son is never his Lord. You see what he's saying? Exegetic point. He is saying, if David refers to God as Lord, and that Lord has a message to David's other Lord, then the Messiah, he says, you're right, the Messiah is David's son, but the Messiah is far more than that. Because the Messiah is David's God. Right? Exegetical Jesus. That's in there. The Bible is full of layered meanings like that. Read it and find them. Here's another one. storytelling Jesus. Many people love this Jesus, the parables. Jesus speaks to us in plain language, talks about wonderful points, but in ways you can understand. Here's one of my favorite. I think it's the favorite of many people. Jesus said to everyone around, he said, guys, a man has two sons, and one of the sons says, I don't want to wait for my inheritance. I want you to give me everything that's mine right now. And the father gives it all to him, and that man leaves for a distant country, and he wastes it all in sinful, notorious living. And having spent everything he owns in the world, sitting literally in the mud and the mire, he comes to his senses and says, I need to go back to my father. And I will say, Father, I sinned against heaven and against you. I'm not worthy to be your son, but make me a slave. And Jesus tells that story and says, what's the dad going to do? What's the dad going to do? Many of us would say, well, that young man deserves his comeuppance. He deserves to fail. And Jesus said, the father ran to him and embraced him and killed the fatted calf. And he had a feast. And he said, we need to celebrate. My son was dead and now he's alive. Isn't that a wonderful narrative? The storytelling Jesus is delightful. My son was lost and he's found. There's also the miracle working Jesus. Sick people throng to Jesus. People with needs throng to Jesus. People said, Jesus, heal my son. Heal me. And he does. His power is showing who he is. Of course, it's fraught with difficulty because people regularly misunderstand. There is one miracle recorded in all four Gospels. Many miracles are reported more than once. One miracle is reported all four Gospels. That miracle is the feeding of the 5,000. They're famished. They have one lunch. And Jesus turns that into a meal for the thousands, showing that he's the Messiah, that he will provide. And they miss the lesson because they say, let's make him king. He's not the king. He's their Lord. Right? Now, those are the four I wanted to point out. My wife pointed out to me, there's, of course, other facets. She said, you could always preach in your sermon that there's the turning over the tables Jesus. And that part is there, too, right? That Jesus despised the way they had turned the temple into a profit-making scheme, and he despised it. So there, I guess I did preach it, right? But I want to look at John 10. John 10, our gospel, all those other things are all there. All those facets of Jesus. John 10, I am going to say, is the gentle Jesus. Jesus sometimes argues with the people around him, sometimes talks about tough biblical passages, but now and again, Jesus pauses and talks to you. Not his enemies, he talks to you. And he says pleasant words. I'm the good shepherd. I'm the good shepherd who knows his sheep. I know your name. My sheep know my voice, and they belong to me. I am theirs. They are mine. I'm the gate into the sheep pen. I love it that he says, I have sheep not of this sheep pen. Jesus says, there's some people you don't think are saved, and they know God. Right? There's some people not of the formal sheep pen. It'll be a mystery to us. We'll get to heaven and rejoice at all the folks that were there that we weren't sure about. And he says, no one will snatch them out of my hand. When I was a young boy, that is, of course, a long time ago. When I was a young boy, I'll never forget it. First Wesleyan Church, Alexandria, Virginia, where we were members, our Sunday school class had a picture of Jesus carrying a little lamb. And when you're a kid, you don't totally understand it, but I knew it was comforting. Every week I came to Bible class, I would see that on the wall, Jesus carrying a lamb. So in my sermon prep this week, I was thinking, I wonder if our Sunday school classroom has a picture of Jesus carrying a little lamb. And the answer is what? Yes, of course it does. I hope every church has this. And so I brought it with me. This, you think I should do this with the kids? No, I want to show it to the adults. This is in our children's Sunday school classroom. I think it's on the camera even, right? This is Jesus carrying a little lamb. Now, here's a fun thing to ask. Why is Jesus carrying the lamb? Was it lost? Was it injured? Has it been attacked? Is it young? Why is Jesus carrying the lamb? Maybe all those things, or some mixture thereof. The obvious point to be made is, who's the lamb? You are, we are. So I'll ask the questions this way. Not is it, but I'll ask this. Have you ever been lost? Right? Have you been attacked? Have you been injured? Who's your Jesus? Right? That's the gentle Jesus of John chapter 10. He says, I do know, I do see, I see where you've been, I know what you're going through. I will walk with you, and if I have to, I'll carry you. This will go up later today back to the Bible class. Sorry, Miss Jess, I took it from Sunday school. But we want the kids to see that. I want the adults to see it, to recognize that Jesus says, I'm the good shepherd. He says three times, I lay down my life for the sheep. Christ, the crucified one, who gave up his very life for you and for your salvation. He goes with. He strengthens. He upholds. And he says, I know what you're going through. I've seen the attacks. I've heard what they said. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. That's the gentle Jesus. There's a day to read the argumentative Jesus. There's a day to understand the exegetical Jesus. There's a day to be encouraged and uplifted by the story. And there's a day to be treated and loved by the gentle Jesus who is your good shepherd. John 10. Read that chapter. John 8 was the argumentative Jesus. John 10, your good shepherd. Amen. We stand together. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds with Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.